Welcome to the Green Lines Abundant Living Podcast on the Charisma Podcast Network. This podcast is produced to help guide you to think and live in spiritual abundance. Now, let's join Dr. Steve Green as we seek to be led by the Holy Spirit so we might lead others according to God's purpose.
This is the Green Lines Podcast. I'm Steve Green on the Charisma Podcast Network. Today, we're going to travel around the world, and we're going to meet a pastor who's making a huge difference in the kingdom of God in the continent of Australia. He's amazing. He's planted churches. We're going to get to know him better. We just call him Pastor Reg, and we'll let him introduce himself to you in his way to tell you about his churches and his work, and we'll dig around and find out what he's up to. But first, let's just welcome him to the Charisma Podcast Network. Pastor Reg, welcome, and God bless you.
Hey, Dr. Steve, lovely to hear your voice. It is a great pleasure for me to just bring some knowledge of what God is doing in this great nation of Australia.
Yes, and tell us a little bit about your church plants and the number of people that you are in contact with, and just tell us, kind of describe your ministry a little bit.
Doc, I just want to let you know that we have got a church called Living Faith Community Church, mm-hmm. but we have decided to shorten that. We call ourselves LFCC. Right at this moment, there are 579 churches around the globe, around the world, who will call themselves Living Faith Community Church, which at any given Sunday, with all the churches, when they gather under this banner, something like more than 100,000 people gather under this banner.
My goodness. Do they hear your message?
Well, I think we've got about 1,200 pastors, and obviously those pastors are doing a great job around the world, and I think every so often they will get my message, but we do have great pastors, great shepherds, and they are doing a great job.
Well, good. That's exciting to know that this kind of growth in the kingdom is unusual. We know that there are many Protestant-type movements that are declining, or at best they're staying stable. Wow, you're experiencing rapid growth, just great growth.
Amen.
Let me just say right from the beginning, and we're going to say this a couple of times during this podcast, that you're going to be in America, you're going to be in Texas and Louisiana in March, and we'll talk more about that as we go. But I know the title of this conference is the Seers Conference, and that's certainly important to everyone that listens to this podcast. So you might want to look at your calendar for March 15th through the 19th and have your opportunity to see Pastor Reg live. So we'll tell you more about that. We want to speak specifically in this podcast about being in the presence of Jesus, the Holy Spirit, and the throne room. And I really want to press into you, Pastor, and hear your thoughts on that. So I know you've had that time and place where Jesus appeared to you, that you know you saw Jesus. I can't wait to hear about this. Tell me about it.
I think, as I said some time ago, after God healed me, I had three different mental illness. First and foremost, my mom and dad could not work it out when I was a young man. Mm-hmm. Was something not right, and I think eventually I was diagnosed to have autism. And out of the autism, I tried to kill myself at the age of 7, 8, 9 by drinking cockroach poison or a rat poison. I could not kill myself, and I later realized that the hand of God has been on me. And on top of it, I had OCD, obsessive compulsive disorder behavior, and then the other one is Asperger's. So I had three different mental illness. And eventually God met me at the age of 13, gave my heart to Jesus at the age of 13 under Dr. Yonggi Cho's ministry from South Korea in Singapore. And then subsequently I enrolled myself, and I felt very strongly before God that God has called me into ministry. Decided to go into Bible college, went into the Bible college, finished my 4-year bachelor's degree, came out with the ministry of bachelor's in ministry, and then decided to minister around the globe and minister parts of Australia. But eventually, I almost virtually decided to give up the ministry. I could not see God's miracles, God's signs and wonders, as you would know, Dr. Steve, that you would appreciate if you were to read the book of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. You will see that Jesus have done something like 35 powerful miracles, but I could not see any of the miracles. Mm-hmm. And I've decided to give up and decided to enter into a full-time business. And right at that moment, as I was going to do at the Perth International Airport, I gave my bags to the customs officers, the border customs officers. As soon as they took the bags out of me, I was in a time warp. All around me, everything around me became clouded. And out of the entire atmosphere of cloudness, there were two people appeared in front of me, two entities. One, on my left-hand side, was the first time I saw the Holy Spirit face-to-face. And then on my right-hand side, I saw Jesus for the first time face-to-face. I did not know whether to scream, shout, yell, but I was profusely sweating from my palm of my hands. I just did not know what to say. And it was right at that moment. Both parties started to speak to me. In particular, Jesus started to say to me, I hear you're about to resign from your ministry. You're about to resign from your journey with me. I have decided to come and see me at this point.
Oh, my goodness. That had to shake you up for that plane ride.
Something like that, Doc. Yes, something like that, yes.
I think I'd have been real worried to get on that airplane and get 30,000 feet higher.
Yes, I think so.
How often have you seen the Holy Spirit?
Many, many times. I have to be honest with you, Doc. I think I have seen Jesus 22 times over the 30 years of ministry that God has given to me. The Holy Spirit is more of a regular person. You can see him regularly at my services without any problems whatsoever. He'll always be able to see. The only two distinctions I can give it to you is when I see Jesus, it'll always be a very short period of time, anyway within 3 to 5 minutes, and his voice is like a thunderous voice, and when he speaks so eloquently, and then he will keep it short and sharp, whereas with the Holy Spirit, it can be a long, chatty, rather giving me insights, what am I supposed to, who are the people going to turn up tomorrow morning, what knowledge should I need to know, what person, what would they be wearing? He will give me all the insights and descriptions. So there's a lot of difference between when you see Jesus and then when you see the Holy Spirit face to face as well.
So what has that done for you? Give us an example of something that you've heard in a direct seeing of the face of Jesus that he said to you that impacted you and what you did with that.
Let me take one step further. Okay. I remembered in my 30s, late 30s and early 30s, every year when we're about to go into a brand new year, our mainstream medias used to decide to bring psychics and clairvoyants. Mm-hmm. And when they will bring the psychics and clairvoyants, they will predict what will happen to Australia, what will happen to its currency, what will happen to our economy. And one day I was watching this, and the heart of God kept on speaking to me, because I was watching for the sake of fun, because I knew whatever they're saying, it's not the truth. But then God then started to say to me, he said to me, I think you need to really, really release the word from heaven rather than, you know, having these people releasing the word. And at that moment, my life started to change. So every single year, on the 31st of December, either the Holy Spirit will appear to me or either Jesus will appear to me. Like, for instance, 2017, 31st of December, Jesus appeared to me. And as he appeared to me, he said to me, I need to tell your people and I need to tell your leaders, your politicians, I'm going to change the prime minister. And I said to God, God, the current Prime Minister, Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull, looks like he's doing a great job. He said, in heaven, I have made my decision and I've decided to turf him out. I need to get rid of him. He's not the preferred man that I need to be. And I said to him, who are you going to get? And right at the moment, as he was speaking to me face to face, he said to me, a man called Scott Morrison. And I said, my Lord, this man is hardly recognized, hardly noticeable, he says to me, but I have decided in the kingdom of heaven, he is going to be the prime minister. So on the 6th of January 2018, I released it in front of my entire church, which I've been doing this for the last 10, 12 years right now. I released it. And when I released it on the Facebook, my message got through the politicians in Canberra, which is the capital of Australia. And when they found out when I released this word, they mocked me, and they ridiculed me, and they laughed at me. And I said to them, you can laugh for all I care, but at the end of it, God knows what he's doing. And so right at the end of it, I think sometime on the 24th of August, you would have heard, we finally got a brand new prime minister, because there was a lack of vote of confidence in the former prime minister, Malcolm Turnbull. Exactly to the words when I saw Jesus face to face, when he said to me, I am going to change a brand new prime minister and his name will be Scott Morrison. And eventually Scott Morrison became sworn prime minister on the 24th of August, and now that's materialized.
Well, that was a pretty good prophecy, I think. It's
And yeah, and I have to be very honest, because we are in a building project. We are about to build a bigger auditorium at this moment.
Great.
And I sent one of my daughters to go and see the Prime Minister, and the Prime Minister did receive the prophetic word, which was released on the 6th of January, and we asked him, would you come and open the church? Would you come and dedicate the church? To that, Prime Minister Morrison has said, yes,
you
will come and he'll dedicate and open the church. So,
and Jesus will be smiling.
We feel really, really pumped by what God has done in this part of the world.
Well, I hope Jesus shows himself to you there at that ribbon cutting and says, see, I told you so, Pastor. I love it.
Thank you.
I love it when Jesus says, I told you so, you know?
Yes, yes.
This sounds extremely similar to the rise of Donald Trump here in America, that it,
yes,
no
sir.
One saw
yes.
it coming.
Yes, sir. Yes,
it's amazing.
I remember a number of years ago, 2015, when Donald Trump was going against Hillary Clinton, and Hillary Clinton was going to Donald Trump, I told the church, and at that moment, God, the Spirit of God said to me, tell your people to pray for Donald Trump. He is the man that I'm going to bring in.
Wow.
And I remember, you know, God finally brought that to pass. And I remember early this year, as for your country, I think when the Supreme Court Justice, Brett Kavanaugh, a lot of people started to put a lot of doubts on him. And I kept on telling from the Spirit of God, and I said, God will bring Brett Kavanaugh in spite of all those stories they're bringing. God's hand is on his life. Today, God has brought that to pass.
That's amazing. I'm so blessed by that. It's just, I'm just encouraged to hear it, because we believe that too. And I'm so glad he was finally elected to the, or nominated to the position. So I've got to ask you, I know that you experienced mockers and blockers, that there had to be people, probably the media came after you when you were recommending or at least prophesying this new prime minister. What kind of heat did you fall under?
Usually what will happen, Dr. Steve, is there will be what we call in Australia, some the politician's aide. They will call me up or they will message me and they will say, we've just seen your Facebook, we've just seen this, and then they will say to me, it can't happen. Like when we released this word out, they just scoffed at us. They've just laughed at me.
Okay.
They said to me, it won't happen. And then I think on the day of the leadership spill was called, everyone said, even people called. In fact, the aides contacted me from Canberra. They said to me, Scott Morrison won't become the Prime Minister. It's Julie Bishop, who is the Foreign Minister. And they said she is the most popular one. And I said, guys, I don't know anything. I'm not a politician. I'm just a parrot. The parrot has just listened to what God has just said to me, and I'm just repeating what God says to me. They said to me, "Now, there's no way Scott Morrison will become the Prime Minister." I said, well, if that's the case, though, then I must be a false prophet. That's not a problem for me at all. But subsequently, after some time later, eventually he was then he was sworn to become a prime minister. Now they have asked me, they've contacted me. They said to me, the next federal election will be May 2019. Can you ask your Jesus which party will now win because of what has happened?
That's a good question. I'm thrilled. How about inside of your church, Pastor? Did you have any trouble with your own church members?
No, Doc. I think we started this church 13 years ago, Doc, and the church that we founded, God kept on telling me the DNA of this church will always be with the prophetic, cutting-edge prophetic ministry, with obviously with the anointing, with obviously with the Word of God. And so I have been doing this under the instruction of God for the last 13-14 years in delivering the Word. And every year when God shows up, when God meets me face to face, when he tells me what he needs me to tell, I'll say it straight as it is. So my church guys have never had any problems whatsoever. They've just known me, who I am, what I am. And I'll always tell it straight as it is from God. And each time when everything happens, they will come and say, well, Pastor Rich, we know that this thing happens because Jesus seems to be always appearing to you, and he seems to be telling you all the time what is going to happen. So they don't seem to have any problem, Dr. Steve.
Well, good. I mean, there's a lot of pastors that listen to this podcast that would like to have that kind of support in their congregation. You know, it's unusual because the naysayers come from inside the house as well. But you haven't had it, and I'm happy. So I know you've also, you've seen Jesus multiple times. Have you ever seen, been in his presence while he was on the throne?
Dr. Steve, one of the marks of this ministry is, I would say to you, men and women who will come up to me, either they have got, say, cancer, or either an incurable disease or an illness, and especially when the doctors would have said to them, you've only got 6 months to live. You got to, you know, you got to pack up your bags. You're not going to go. You're not going to live any further. And I usually get this sort of people, quite a lot of people, on every single Sunday. And if people would come and tell me, this is what doctors have said, this is what's going to happen to me, what can you do? And then most of them, I will say, they are non-believers. They're not believers, but they're non-believers. So my challenge to them is, I'll say to them, if I can get my Jesus to heal you, would you give your heart to Jesus? And they'll say, there's no doubt we will give our hearts. So what I'll do is I'll go into a moment of intercession. And every so often, when the time is given, then I get taken up by in the spirit. In other words, I get transported in the spirit. I will then go into the throne room of heaven. And I will see Jesus, but before I see Jesus, the Holy Spirit will always walk with me, and then he will try to prime me up exactly what to say, what are the words to say, what are the words not to say. And when I will stand, then the Holy Spirit will say to me, now ask Jesus about this person. So I have been on many occasions at the throne room of grace, and at the throne, I'll ask for a person's life, especially when I will say, my Lord, that person can't die right now because the family members are not ready to let that person go. I'm asking you very kindly to extend another 3 years, 4 years, or 5 years of life. Often Jesus will say, what do you want? I said, I just want this life for another extension. And then eventually, maybe 1 minute later, he'll say, I will grant you this desire of your heart. I'll grant you the desires of the family. You'll go back and you'll tell the person, that cancer or that incurable illness or disease has left. I've given them 3 years or 5 years or 4 years. And after some time, you cannot negotiate with me. I have decided to take that person because I want that person in heaven. So
yes.
on this sort of occasions are quite common. And as soon as I would have come back and as soon as I would have gone and told that person, this is what God has done. Lo and behold, when they go back and check themselves with the doctor, the cancers would have gone, the incurable disease would have gone, all the illness are gone, and eventually God would keep them for another 3 or 4 or 5 more years. And so the only time when I get caught up in heaven is I'm fighting for someone's life. It's a kind of a life or death situation. This is how my experience with the throne room of God.
It's an amazing story, and I just have a witness to it as you're speaking of it. I could feel it and I almost see it. I'm certainly not being transformed or changed to move up to see what you're seeing, but I can sure feel you. I love your slogan, LFCC, where the impossible becomes possible. I love that type of thinking, and it's a reality for you and your church and your ministry.
It is. It's because of me. The reason is because doctors said to me that I can't be cured of my autism, can't be cured of my Asperger's, couldn't be cured of my OCD. And because of what God did in my personal life, now it's become a signature for me in my personal life.
It's a faith builder for others.
And now I tell people, LFCC, where impossible becomes possible. I just feel very strongly because whatever Jesus has done on the cross of Calvary, whatever Jesus did in the book of Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John, I feel the same miracles can be replicated depending on the pastor, how much the pastor is passionate, how much he wants to push, how much he wants to see what God can do. If you push it even further in your deeper intercession, then I'm telling you, all things are possible, Doc.
Yes, and those just aren't idle words. It's a walk. It's an action. All things are possible with every step we take. With every prayer we pray, all things are possible. It's so good. So do you also see angels and the demons?
Yes, Doc. When we bought this building where we are right now, I used to go in the middle of the night, and I used to go inside the building, and I used to circle the building, and I kept on asking for 24 angels around the entire into the entire church. So so I know at which place, at what place, their station and position. So there are 24 angels at any one time in the church that God has given to me. And so the other wonderful thing is that when I decide to pray, or anyone who comes in into the building, I will see either I'll usually see 9 feet tall angels, either possibly on their right hand side shoulder. Mm-hmm. And as soon as I see an angel, they are not there like a showpiece case, but they are there for one thing alone. They've just come for the sense of urgency in the presence of God. So if I see an angel of God standing beside someone, then I know there's something important. And usually the angel will also carry a scroll, and in that scroll it'll be a written history about that person's life, where the person has come from, why the person is like this, what is going on, what is transpiring. I will know the entire story. When the angel opens up, you can see all the writing and the entire story will be mentioned. And then the angel of God will say, we have just come from hot from the press, from the master's table, and we want you to fix this person up right at this moment. If you don't fix this person up, then there's a real danger that this person will leave this earth. So there's a lot of people who have got suicidal thoughts, or who will try to kill themselves, whatever the reasons are. And the angel of God will always come. And so when they come, they will tell me the story through the scroll. And then eventually when I pray for that person, then I'll repeat the story from word to word what I see in the scroll. And then most, in fact, 99% of them, they'll break down, they'll start to be in tears, they'll start to cry. Most of them will get slain under the power of God, and then eventually most of them will give their hearts to Jesus. So that's a common trademark with LFCC. Angels, the angels of God are always there, and it is a common trademark with the ministry that God has given, how they will tell me about what the person has gone through. In relation to the demons, yes, they come, they go, but we know that, you know, you and I have got the power to gag them, to chain them, and then to really push them off to the gates of Hades. So that is another common thing. I've seen Lucifer 3 times. He has come into my own house. I've spoken to me a couple of times. The threats has been made on many occasions.
Did you read the scripture to him?
But the threats are still the same old threats, and I'll just say, don't waste my time. So demons will come and go, but eventually we do cast them off. We do have a deliverance ministry, but they don't have much power, simply because, again, the blood of Jesus alone is able to really render null and void. That's something that God has given to us. I think you would agree with that, Dr. Steve.
Yes, I agree, and I was just hoping that you read some scripture to Satan as he came into your home, then you just drove him out with scripture. That's all you've got to do. Just keep reading scripture to him. He can't stand it.
So you've
lived your life, and an amazing life, across so many different dimensions. I mean, you've experienced things that many of us only read about in books, or we hear about it in stories or podcasts like this. But you're living this multidimensional life. You're crossing over often. How has that impacted you personally, your family, and, of course, your ministry?
Doc, I just want to, since you're asking me this, I just want to share this story once it happened. I remembered before I entered the ministry, I had 5 businesses, and I no longer have any more businesses, and all of them have been sold. Mm-hmm. Now I've been in the ministry for full time for a number of years. But I remembered on one particular occasion, I have gone and I've done some work, and I've just come back home. As I was going to open up the front door of my home, and all of a sudden, I could hear water all around inside the house. I haven't opened the door up, but I could hear water noise. And I thought to myself, my entire home is now flooded. And so that was my carnal nature. And the carnal nature says your entire home is flooded. As soon as I opened up the door, I went into the living room. There was no water. I went into the kitchen. There was no water. I went down to the laundry. There was no water. And so I thought it must be in my backyard. So I open up the door, I go inside the backyard, and I could not see any of the water pipes or the main pipes has been burst. And there's no water. Finally, God says in his own personal style, the inner still small voice, he says, you have been waiting to see the Holy Spirit for a long, long, long time. There's someone waiting for you. So right at this moment, he says to me, go back to your house, go back into your home. Someone is waiting. And all of a sudden, there was a person came walking in front of me, As he walked in front of me, I just could not believe. For Bible says in the book of John, chapter 7, verse 37 to 39, now it says here, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water.
Yes.
So there was this man came and stood in front of me. It's like a waterfall, Dr. Steve.
Mm.
It's a waterfall which is going through, but out of the waterfall of an image of a man, he says, I am the Holy Spirit that you have been seeking and that you've been trying to see me for years and years. That actually revolutionized and changed my entire life forever. And my life has never been the same. And I think to lead a multifaceted life like what you are saying right now, right? What God did in my personal life, it's been a rather remarkable journey that I've got. In that everything that everything from the church, from my own personal lifestyle, from to the people that I minister to, the people who come up to, or the people that I meet in a supermarket, I will do a shopping in a supermarket, and as I'm going to about to pay, I will tell the checkout teller, I just want to let you know, 2 days ago, your dad had a hard time with you, and then your dad spoke some things he should have not spoken.
Mm-hmm.
But my God says to me, he wants to heal you once and for all. And then the checkout girl at the supermarket, she will start to cry. She will say, is there anything else you want to say to me? I said, well, I'd like to meet you next week, 9:30, same time. I'll do some shopping. I'd like to see you then. And the same time, 9:30 next week, she'll be waiting for me. This happens on a regular basis, by the way. And next week, I'll see her. And then she says, what else have God has said? And I said, I will say, this is what God wants you to do. This is what God wants you to do. And then all of a sudden, in the shopping center, I will say, do you know Jesus Christ? The person will say, no. Would you like to give your heart to Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior? And all of a sudden, in the middle of the shopping mall, that person will give her heart to Jesus.
Praise
the
God.
Entire crowd witnesses, and this is what the multi-faceted ministry that I have been experiencing over the last many years of my life, and this is what I want to bring into the United States, and want to bring into your nation, and to see what God could actually do in your neck of your woods.
Well, we would sure welcome you with open arms, and I know you've got a conference plan that you're calling the Seers Conference. You'll be in Texas and Louisiana. Tell us a little bit about the Seers Conference.
As you realize, I think there are two kinds of prophets, Dr. Steve. You would have heard that.
Mm-hmm.
One is obviously an audible prophet. The other one is obviously as a seer prophet. And so each year when I run a seers conference, I train people how to see in the supernatural realm, what God is trying to do in the supernatural realm, what is going on with that person's life. So you and I, God has given us that realm for us to enter. Like God said to me when he appeared to me and when he said to me, tell your country, tell your countrymen, tell your church to pray. I'm going to change the prime minister, and the new prime minister's name will be Scott Morrison. So I try to go into different places when I run CS conference. I try to get people, train them up so that they can see as what I can see. I believe God has given us the gift of impartation, and I think we need to impart to to other people and to make disciples. And when you make disciples, you want to make the disciples who will become an effective vessel who can bring the kingdom of darkness down and then to promote the kingdom of heaven. And so even before the kingdom of darkness has got its own strategies, God is wanting to give strategies for us. In order for him to bring strategies, he's calling a new breed of people who can actually see things in the realm of God. If they can see things in the realm of God, then they can call the shots. And when they call the shots, they're already one step ahead of the power of the kingdom of darkness. And you can now finally bring the goodness of what God has got intended for your country, for your people, for your neighbors, and for your family. That's what we are looking at.
Well, I love you, Parrot. I think your skills as a parrot are going to be so useful here in the United States. I can't wait. Thank you, Doctor. I cannot wait to hear. In fact, I'd like to have you back on our show in March before you leave your home, and we'll talk about what you're seeing and what you expect to see happen when you get to both Texas and Louisiana. I want to tell all of our listeners they can find you and connect with you. You've got books there, materials, your travel schedule. His website is anointtheworld.com, anointtheworld.com. And I strongly recommend to all of our listeners today that you tell a friend about this man of God and about his gift, and that you share this podcast. Tell people about what you've heard today. Most of you have not heard of Pastor Reg. We're going to change that. We want you to know who he is and how God is using him. He is a seer, and he will help you to connect with God in a much higher plane, in a much different way. Again, his website, anointtheworld.com. Pastor Reg, do you have a last word for our listeners?
All I want to say is keep on praying for Donald Trump. I would say this, in the mind of God, God wants to give him another 4 more years.
Yes.
Of his presidency. I know your main media is attacking him ferociously.
Mm-hmm.
I know they are trying to impeach him, but more than ever, I would say Donald Trump needs to bring a lot of corrections. In the last 8 years, the previous president was so different to this president. I have got a faith in God, but I know he's not very, very demonstrative like you and I would be. But I think as Americans and I think as Australians, we are your cousins, and we believe in getting the right president in your country. And so far, we want to pray, we want to believe, and we want to ask God, and we want to come to an agreement where two or three are gathered.
Yes.
There am I in the midst of thee. It says that we just pray that God will give him another extension of 4 more years. And I think if he can get another 4 more years, he can turn the country around and he could bring a real move of God. And God could use him on behalf of him, that there will be a real move of God where you can bring the gospel and across the country, and then you and then all of you guys will actually experience a fresh touch of God. So we
yes.
need to really pray for him. And I think that's the only final word. Let's pray for President Donald Trump.
Well, we received that. We were praying that prayer, and we believe we're going to see it happen. Pastor Reds,
Amen.
Thank you for your time. I know you're up late. Get some good rest. The kingdom of God is waiting for you tomorrow to do so many things. God's going to use you mightily just on the morning. Whatever is happening for you tomorrow morning will be significant. I can feel it already. Well, Pastor Reg, I want to thank you again on behalf of Charisma Media. But, of course, we recommend Living Faith Community Church, where the impossible becomes possible. You can find him at anointtheworld.com. anointtheworld.com. This is Steve Green on the Charisma Podcast Network. God bless you all.
Thank you for listening to the Green Lines Podcast. If you would like a copy of Dr. Green's book, Love Leads, visit loveleadsbook.com. To contact Dr. Green, email greenlines@charismamedia.com.